Glenn, to you first. What do you think about what the Republican congressman had to say?
Well, you know, this is either going to end as a farce and they're going to raise the debt ceiling as has been done, you know, dozens of times. It's a technicality, and we won't send the economy into a tailspin, cost jobs, throw people, old people on the streets. Or it's going to end as a tragedy when all those terrible things happen. I think what's gone on now is that the extremist Tea Party Republicans, that's the tail wagging a Republican Party dog, and what they've done is kidnap the country. And they're asking for a ransom, a very unreasonable ransom, and meanwhile rejecting all offers to pay it from the Democrats. So it looks like many of them simply want to put America into default for the very first time in history, and that would be a tragedy and a destructive one at that.
Brian, what do you think?
Well, I'm struck by the new tone that we've heard about from the Democrats, having called for this new tone of civility and just compared to the Republican Party and the Tea Party to terrorists taking hostages. What's going on here? I'm struck by something that really is interesting watching it play out in Washington. The president was elected to be a postpartisan man who could bring the two sides together. He was supposed to be a uniter who could cross the aisles, and here we have a Democratic plan in the Senate which has no chance of passing in the House. There's a Republican plan in the House which has no chance of passing in the Senate.
Yeah.
And what's the president doing? Nothing. He hasn't offered a plan of his own. You know, the fact is the president's spending has brought us to this precipice. The Tea Party didn't do that. And the president needs to lead, and he's not doing that.
Well, I wonder, and I'll come back to you in a second, Glenn, but Brian, let me challenge you a little bit on that, because the question that a lot of people have raised is, would we be in a crisis situation if the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party hadn't done what they are doing? I mean, there's no doubt that there's a problem with spending, and I haven't heard anybody say otherwise, but the problem has been exacerbated by this crisis situation, which has been, you know, a situation where people are taking advantage of what Glenn called a technicality.
Well, I don't think it's a technicality. The fact is the debt ceiling has been raised dozens of times over the years, and that's proof positive that Washington, Republican or Democrat, can't get a hold of its spending addiction.
And
now is the time to push that. We have the time now. We have the chance now to fix this situation for good, and both parties could actually benefit if they would rein in spending. The fact is government is twice the size it was just 10 years ago. Do we really need a government that big?
Well, Glenn, what about that? What about the fact that a lot of people think that this is the only chance for people to get a hold of government spending? It's out of control, and so the Tea Party has taken advantage of what you call the technicality.
Well, I'm going to go back first and address that about Obama. It's so cynical. It's just a deception. First of all, Obama gave the Republicans everything they want in a series of meetings. In the end, the Speaker, Boehner, wouldn't even call Obama back after Obama gave him everything he wanted. So their plan clearly is to say no to everything and then whine about Obama not bringing the parties together when they're the one that won't come to the table. It's so transparent. It's so cynical. It's such a disservice to democracy in America. It stuns me that an American of any stripe would do it. As regards to the debt, look, we got to get a handle on the long-term debt. It's not the emergency that the Tea Party people say it is. To threaten to put the nation in default for cuts in spending, you know, derails the political process itself, where you could, in a deliberative, calm, and cool fashion, discuss necessary cuts to get the debt under control. But they don't want that. They want to cause an emergency. They want to cause a shock, you know, to get what they want. It's not terrorism, all right? But it's darn close.
Go ahead, Brian.
I just said thank you for that concession. It's not terrorism.
Well, it's not, but is it fair to say that it is a problem within the Republican Party when you have the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, having to say to members of his caucus, and this is what was reported, and I'll just say it, warning, there's a curse word coming up. He said, you need to get your ass in line.
Yeah, well, I think the Speaker was right to do that, actually, because the fact is we don't need so much factionalism going into this debate. We, you know, on either side of the aisle, particularly, what you want are clear plans, clear paths from both parties, and then let's fight it out along those lines. So I actually support the Speaker on this. I'm not a big fan of his plan. I'll say that. I'm not a big fan of Harry Reid's plan either. I think his plan pushes too much of the cuts onto defense spending and doesn't deal with entitlements. Boehner's plan isn't ambitious enough. But the fact is, if we don't deal with the spending problem now, when do we deal with it? When do we get there? We didn't deal with it when Republicans had total control. It got worse. When Democrats had total control, it got even worse. When do we deal with it? That's the question I'd like to put forward to Democrats. They keep saying this is not the time.
Well,
when is?
Well, let me have the Democrat on the line here have the last word on this in about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I just said we need to deal with a long-term debt, all right? Now's the good time to start. Doing it by creating a phony emergency, by throwing temper tantrums, refusing to negotiate, and using a technicality in Congress to do it is childish and un-American. Let's do this in a reasoned and calm way, in a way that doesn't damage America's standing in the world and threaten to throw old people on the streets, close airports, close police departments. Let's be reasonable about it.
All right, we'll just have to leave it right there for now, guys. I appreciate it. That's Glenn W. Smith. He is at dogcanyon.org and Brian Preston at pajamasmedia.com.